The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I can understand not wanting your password to get out to the public because you want to take care of your bank account, you know, protect all of your assets and all that. But your partner isn't trying to steal from you. Mm. It doesn't make sense to me to keep a password from your partner. Although it also doesn't make sense to me why someone would want to go through your stuff. Because I don't have any desire to comb through DJ Automatic's phone at all. I don't care to.
There's like so many sides to this nuance part of relationships and how to handle it too.
I mean, and it's something that nobody really had to deal with until like the past 20, 25 years.
Really? Because of the internet.
Yeah, because I mean, like having a password or having like a pass to a safe or a key to like a lockbox or something was something like this before. But now,
even then, you want to go through your person's stuff, right? Go through their drawers.
Basically, having somebody's password is having somebody's diary.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Is. My mom always kept a journal. We were not allowed to ever go through her journal.
Of course not. Those are her deepest emotions. And of course you did.
No, I didn't. But
you never one time went through it.
No, dude, because I didn't do that.
I would have been in that thing every day.
All right. Let's listen to today's podcast. I want you to think about it. Is it okay for your partner to have your password and go through every single thing on your phone? Let's talk about it. This morning, Anthony A. had an idea, and I decided to go along with it. So let me explain why we are going to give ourselves some praise. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And I kind of felt like we were being a little harsh on ourselves lately. And
that's my life.
The Mercury retrograde kind of got us, you know, everyone a little stressed out, right?
Ugh.
I think it's important to not only stop and smell the roses, but also acknowledge when you do accomplish something in your life.
I like that.
Like personally, for me, my car battery was out, and my whole car situation's fixed.
Oh, you fixed it?
Yeah, you bought a battery.
Shout out to my man Benny.
It was just a battery situation.
Well, that's what we started with right now. So the battery's good right now. Okay. But
car starting.
When
here.
I went to the auto shop, they tried playing me, and then I went with my mechanic Benny, who's a damn fool, and he said, "No. We've tested it." And he checked it back, and I hugged a grown man in the parking lot in broad daylight yesterday. But I was proud of myself.
Expensive.
I was proud of myself for getting just through that situation and not like completely breaking down or having to call my mom and cry for help.
I like that. So. I like that. Automatic. What are you proud of you right now going on in your life?
I think I've been there for my mom. Her my grandma just passed, and I've been able to like talk my mom through it. She's been upset. I mean, obviously my whole family's upset, but my mom, you know, that's her last living parent. That's my last grandparent. So I feel like I've really been there for her during this very, very hard time.
And it's been hard on you.
It has. I mean, her funeral's on Friday. I don't think I'm going to go. My mom's going to go. I paid for her to go up there. But it's been a hard time for my family.
Man, and a lot of that for yourself, when you're helping a family member through those circumstances, is like almost out of body, right? Where you kind of step back.
Because you can't even really grieve at the moment because you're trying to help that other person so much. So yeah. I've been trying to be there for DJ Automatic. And you're just such a good person. You know, you helped your mom through this and a lot of the other family members. For me, we're going to Beverly Hills.
Oh,
I'm going to get this award. It's called a Gracie Award.
I'm excited for this.
And I will tell
this
you.
This is like the cherry on a day.
Because it's been a bad week. We all need this. And I'm glad that you decided to have this conversation, Anthony, because I know there's been a lot of bad things happening. But there's also a lot of great. And when you focus on the good, it's easier to get through these difficult times. You know what I mean? And we found out about the Gracie Award, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
And it's here, guys. We're going to Beverly Hills.
For those who aren't hip to it, it's a National Broadcast Award that
Big
I heard.
Deal.
Last year, they said like Oprah was at the award show or something. Yeah. Dog, and what? I'm like, what?
And I'm like,
Hillary Clinton won last year.
And I'm like, now Dana Cortez won?
Yo. I have a feeling me and Anthony are end up smoking out with somebody really famous.
Oh my gosh. That'll be the cherry on the Sunday. That's it right there. Hey, take a moment to praise yourself. Pat yourself on the back. You've gone so far in life, okay? Enjoy it. National Day, Anthony A.
The third Wednesday in May is known as National Juice Slushy Day. Woo.
Okay, juice slushy, best slushy, 7-Eleven.
I mean, they're just giving out days to everything at this point.
It's also International Museum Day, so you want to take your slushie and go to the museum, do that too.
That's fine.
Also, pack up a relative and bring them with you because it is National Visit Your Relative Day as well.
That's tough. I haven't visited my mom, and I need to in years because I don't like going back to the area just brings back bad memories for me.
I love visiting my cousin Carmen. She lives out in Georgia, and she's manager for T-Mobile. But then she also like will take me out with her jujitsu friends. And we'll go right along to National No Dirty Dishes Day.
That's every day in my casa. Ain't never no dirty dishes in our sink. Let
me tell you, Dana could be on her deathbed, and she'll make sure that those dishes are done.
Every single day, my house is clean.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I got a DM confession from a woman who says she threw her boyfriend's phone across the room because he would not give her the password. They ended up in such a crazy fight. Oh. She broke his phone, ended up having to buy him a new phone, and he still won't give her the password.
Nope. Damn.
She suspects
wise man
that he's talking to someone else. No, no. I actually have expert advice right here. Bustle.com says, ultimately, if you truly trust each other and have the foundation of a solid, long-lasting relationship, sharing passwords is the next step to growing closer and more intimate with your partner. However, this is not something you do right away. You don't just give your password out to people. You know, you 6 months, a year in, you're with this person, you're with them.
I would get down on a bended knee before giving over my passwords.
Anthony.
That's how the sequence of events would have to happen for me.
So only if you're married. For how long, though?
If I'm about to propose to you and you say yes, then I'm like, all right, now we could go back and forth. I'll give you my first
two. Conditions, what if she says if you give me your password?
I don't trust that. I don't want to sign up for this negotiation. Nah.
That's why you're single. Let's take line four. Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
Hi, Tori. How do you feel about sharing your password with the woman in your life?
Yeah, man. I just got to say, you know, when you with somebody, it's your job to show that person that you're the only person that they should have, that should have your attention. You know what I mean? Like, I've been with my girl for 4 years, you know, and I leave my phone unlocked all day, all
thank
night.
Whoa. Thank you. Call me. Thank you.
Okay, you
know, she leave her phone unlocked all day, all night. We have nothing to hide. I know I've been cheated on before, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other guys and fellas out there probably feeling the same way about their girls right now. And, you know, I'm just going to say one thing, you know, if you got that feeling, it's best to run with it because you don't want to make yourself sick worrying about the next person that should automatically be showing you the unconditional love that you deserve anyway.
I agree with that part. I think everybody in this room can. If you got a gut feeling, usually, unfortunately, your gut is right. You know, if you feel like my partner's doing something or you have low self-esteem, one or the other, and you have to really, you have to analyze it, me or is it them for real? You know, because sometimes a jealous person can be a little crazy. But then there's also that side where you know something's not right.
Dude, relationship people and you married people are so annoying.
What do you mean? Why are we annoying?
Because we want to trust each other. And like, we trust like each other.
I can leave my phone ringing and vibrating every single app open. Shut up. Chill, man. Sometimes love is better with conditions and a password.
Shout out to all you guys
who are on the other side of the love hill, right? You guys have been together for a while. My man, how long have you and your lady been together?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
4 years.
But when you first get into date a person, keep it on lock for the first 18 months and even keep it down if you have a
that
roster.
That doesn't make any sense. That right there is automatically
you're never
going to
find love that
you're
way.
You're never going to trust that person if they can't. Why can't I look at your phone? I don't ever go through your phone automatic. Never. You're my husband.
There's nothing to look at. It's
but
dry.
But I could if I wanted to.
You know why it's dry? Because I've been married for 11 years. Just like it should be.
Thank you so much for the call. And you're damn right.
No
if
problem.
I can't go through your phone or through your Facebook or through your IG, something's wrong.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Everything from gas to groceries is more expensive. I'm going to break down how you can save money because the average U.S. family right now is spending $341 more a month than they were 2 years ago. So let's get into this. In case you missed it, three stories you need to know. Probably moved too quick on your timeline. We're breaking them down now. DJ Automatic?
So boxes aren't the only thing that are getting smashed in your trucks, and I'm not talking about packages.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Wait, hold on. I got
that whole thing. I know what's going down.
You mean our delivery drivers?
Yes. According to a new survey, one out of every four delivery drivers admits to hooking up in their vehicle.
No! I've been seeing these videos going viral on TikTok and Instagram. Oh, I thought they were a setup.
It gets grosser. 2/3 of them are food delivery guys. Interacting inappropriately with customers. Damn. But hold on. So this means that, like, delivery drivers are hooking up with people at their houses when they deliver food?
When you said that, I mean, there's a lot of videos, but lately there's this one on TikTok and Instagram that's been going. This driver pulls up and the woman comes out and they go into his car. And they're in there for about 16 minutes. And the reason I know is because the Ring app catches the time. And then she comes out with her packages and goes in the house and her hair's all tussled. And he just gets back in and drives off. And every Amazon, UPS, and USPS worker's like, stop telling our business.
Yo, they're the new gigolos.
69-star review.
Oh my God.
All right,
so don't break the groceries, people. Come on.
I'm just wondering why we get so many deliveries to our house.
You're there. Now I'm wondering, where's my package auto? I put it in the back.
Well, that didn't even sound right.
All right. Let's just shift gears completely to something else completely different here. If you've been thinking about getting a dog or, you know, maybe purchasing one, you might want to look at their age and gender, which are more indicative of how they will be behaving rather than the breed. In case you missed it, a study of 1,800 dogs showed just that, that regardless of the breed, the correlations between their behavior was actually just their age and gender.
I believe that how they're raised has a big difference. Now, I do know that there are certain breeds that are more, you know, aggressive than other breeds, but a Chihuahua's bite is different than a Rottweiler's. You know what I'm saying? And the way you raise your dog is how they're going to end up treating other people.
So is the study saying that as dogs get older, they get a little more ornery?
Exactly, they get more aggressive. And if you're looking to buy one, right, you want to look more at the age and gender on the personality side of it versus if you're thinking, okay, pit bulls all act this way or, you know, Chihuahua's all act this way. That's not accurate. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We got huskies, and everything it says about them, that it's true. They don't bite. They don't bark. They don't care. We could have a burglar
laziest
in the house.
Dog of
lazy.
All time.
They don't fetch. They just pretty.
Dang. Yeah, all right. Tell us how you feel about your dogs, bro.
I love my dogs, but they're not a guard dog. Let's just put it that way. All right. So this story, when I read it, I thought I have to share it immediately. In case you missed it, inflation is through the roof. Nobody's missed this. Gas and groceries are costing Americans an average of $341 more a month. I found this article. Michelle Fox, who is an expert at this, says, look, sometimes you have to bulk shop. At this point in time, I know a lot of young people don't do it, but you've got to look at the sales at grocery stores and really shop
better
sales.
Pick up that coupon sheet.
We've been doing that, and we're saving so much money. We bought steak the other day, 4 ribeyes for $18.
What?
I swear. Automatic has been
I'm telling you, I'm a bargain shopper, dude. I even get the digital coupons
now.
I really bargain
shop when it comes to my condoms.
That's something you don't want to cheap out on.
You don't even know me, Automatic. I'm over there ordering Plan B pills off Amazon. What you get, like $20 difference versus
in-store?
They're about
to be illegal. You better stop. Not joking. Something else, shop your pantry. A lot of times you have canned food sitting in the back of your pantry that you can make other meals for your family. Carpooling. I know it's not something you love to do, but it will save you money. And it also sticks it to the gas companies a little bit. Yeah. They know we need to drive.
All of a sudden, if you
decide to go with somebody at work, you're cutting their profits in half.
All of a sudden, people like my Fiat a lot more.
Well, because it's that
Yeah, they're like, hey, Aunt, let's take the Fiat. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
How much does it cost to fill up the Fiat?
With inflation?
Yeah.
$17.50.
You're kidding!
Yeah, I'm kidding. That's like $30.
I just spent $108.
Well, you know what, Ann? You could pick us up. Finally, your subscriptions, which we did. All of the Netflix, all of the Hulus, all of this, that, and the other. You got to get rid of a couple of them. You don't need all of them. Figure out which ones you use the most, which is why Disney Plus is surpassing a lot of them because they're $7.99 a month.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. So it's got a lot to offer.
They do. They got a lot to offer. So if you'd like this article, please DM me at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I'll share the link with you.
It's a long walk for a Disney commercial.
They need to pay me so I can pay for some eggs. They're $5 a dozen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Forbes has just listed the top 10 highest paid athletes in the world. It's not LeBron James coming in at number one. I'm going to count down the top 5 for you. This story and more Daily Dirt Best Gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
There's one country singer named George Strait celebrating a birthday.
Oh,
not sure.
My ex is living. Live in Texas. True story.
And we also have Tina Fey celebrating a birthday and YouTube star Aaron Warner celebrating a birthday.
All right, so I'm going to start off with a serious conversation. Stephen Walter is the name of the man who sold Mac Miller the pills laced with fentanyl that killed him. And he was just sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. I agree with the sentence, but I also agree that we have to really start talking about addiction, about doctors prescribing an incredible amount of opioids that are addicting America and killing our country.
I agree with you on all that. I also feel as if on the street level, they need to continue to give these fentanyl dealers like the maximum sentences.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Talk to your kids. Kids, if you're listening, don't you ever take a pill that some stranger gives you. Don't buy pills. Don't try to get high on pills. And I realize that, you know, your parents' medicine cabinets are filled with them. Don't do it. All right, now I'm going to switch gears. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian and Ciara. They both covered Sports Illustrated. Both of them, for the past couple of years, have been sharing their workout routines on social media. Kim Kardashian has transformed her body. Ciara, same. I mean, she's a mother of two children, and she's just incredible.
The doctors transformed Kim's body.
True.
Yeah, yeah, Kim didn't.
She has, but she's lost so much weight.
What does Ciara and Kim K have to do with Sports Illustrated?
Well, they're fit.
Ciara makes sense. She put down Russell Wilson. Like, that's like...
I mean, yeah, that's her in.
That's
I get
her in,
it. Yeah.
Right? But
is Pete
what
does Kim K do? Not a sporty guy?
I doubt he can even throw a ball.
You know what Sports Illustrated should do is a Kim K sports dating roster version of Sports Illustrated. That's who it is. Should be.
Between her and Kendall, it would be impressive.
She's been in Sports Illustrated with Reggie Bush. Kim Kardashian was featured back in the day. All right, she's back. Now the top five highest earners in sports. Number five, Steph Curry, $92.8 million. Number four, Neymar, $96 million. Number three, Cristiano Ronaldo, also the most followed person on Instagram, earns $115 million. Number two, LeBron James, $121.2 million. Number one highest paid athlete in the world is Lionel Messi with $130 million. Football! Go!
Man, shout out to Steph Curry, though. This is a new name on a list that we've never seen before.
I mean, that Under Armour deal is paying.
Guess so.
And he recently just graduated from college as well, too.
Oh, I saw he got his degree from Davidson. Yeah.
And he's such a good husband and a good man. Oh. What is this, a love affair with Steph Curry? What are we doing?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Did you ever share tests with your friends in school?
Oh, dude.
But let me tell you, it's a big deal right now. Kids will share their tests online so they can hook everybody up with the answers. Problem is, a professor found his exam online, and now he's suing the students responsible for copyright infringement.
Ooh.
And he's going to win.
What the fuck?
A Chapman University business professor, David Berkovitz, was scrolling through Course Hero. It's a website where students share documents from college classes. And he came across his end of year exam. He's like, oh, really? So he hired himself an attorney, and he's suing all of his students. And the judge is like, it looks like y'all are going to have to settle because...
That's extra.
Yeah,
that's
come
not extra.
On, bro.
I mean, Chapman University.
That school is like $50,000 a year, exactly. And you're getting sued for going there? No.
They weren't smart enough to not put it here. They deserve to be sued.
Yeah. A wise man once said, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. All right. And that was Tom Brady.
I'm going to Tom Brady this
thing. And look what's working out for him. All right. And then you're just going to do these people? No, dude. I think that's doing too much.
Well, at least with my story, if you cheat on your partner, you won't get sued or an STD.
Oh.
Okay.
The FDA has just authorized underwear that protects you against herpes, HPV, gonorrhea, and other diseases. They're super thin, extra stretchy, and vanilla flavored.
Yeah, please.
Oh.
That's so gross. It's the first time a pair of underwear has been given the government scientific blessing for this kind of thing.
I don't even want to know how it works or why.
Yeah,
you get herpes
like,
with a side of vanilla.
Do you think,
I don't get it.
Like a blue ring or something? Like if you got a certain STD, it just changes like to red or green.
No, your drawers are
blue. It protects you from the STDs. So there's like something in the underwear. I don't know. Maybe some kind of antiseptic.
So
I don't know.
STD shield. I love it, dude. All right, automatic. What you should
and
do?
And they only come in whitey tighties.
Anthony's like, I'm wearing it.
Yo, bring your little STD shorties or chonas to Sex Island with me later this year in Las Vegas. You can pay $4,500 to join a sexy time excursion where there will be 100 girls for 50 guests. And yes, all these girls will be tested and cleared for all STDs. And yes, if you're thinking, hey, it might get a little wild on site, you can also get tested for STDs and
You can also get a sensual helicopter ride.
Does it include the underwear that you talked about? Let me tell you something. There is a big difference between men and women.
I was going to say.
No woman would ever pay $4,500 to get hooked up with that many men. That's disgusting.
But they'll get paid less to go sleep with men.
I'm so ashamed right now. I'm so ashamed.
The truth
hurts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about sharing your password with your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, whatever it is. Sharing your password is risky business. Automatic is pro sharing passwords.
Yes.
And I think it's a bad idea. So I'm going to give you five risky reasons you should never, ever, ever share your password with your lover. Welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And Automatic, you said Dana Cortez has every single password that you know, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything to hide.
But you do separate stuff when it comes to the banking information.
Well, yeah, because my wife has a problem with spending money. And that's the only reason I do that, is that if she knows how much money is in the account, then she'll spend that much money.
Wise, dude. That's a little husband hack, right?
It's a husband hack. Dog. But okay. Like, as far as like social media or anything else, I don't hide those from her.
If a woman got access to my email address and then therefore could log into every single account I had, oh, dude, it would be bad, bro. She would probably throw my phone away before she could even respond to
but
me.
But see, I'm married. Yeah, you're not. Dude. So that's the difference. I mean, I gave her a ring. I'm literally committed to her for the rest of my life. Having passwords is not that big a deal.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to talk about what I got in my phone. All right, let's get right to this list. Here's why sharing passwords is not a good idea. It could be a controlling behavior thing.
Okay.
All right.
Which is true.
They want to know everything about you. Where are you at? What are you doing? That's how I feel about like tracking apps. When like find my friend and stuff like that.
That's weird. I
think
would
it's
never
weird
do that.
If you want to do that, right?
Yeah, that's
if
weird.
You're questioning where your partner's at. Number two, of course, it can spark jealousy. I always think once you start going through each other's phones, that's when the relationship is on a decline, my friend.
Facts.
All right. Number three, you're giving away all your privacy, dog. Come on, bro. This is my diary, all right? I write my jokes in here, okay? This is close to me. I can't be sharing everything with you like that.
But at the same time, why does somebody want to go through every single thing you have? You should be able to have privacy and be able to
because
share your passwords.
Because these women work for the feds, DJ Automatic.
All right. I forgot you're a drug dealer.
Number four. They're all the ops. Number four, your partner might leak your information as revenge once you break up. That happens. You don't want that?
If Dana did that to me, then I don't know.
What would she leak?
I leak everything on a damn show. There's nothing that you guys don't know that you're going to find out later.
And the final reason is you don't want your partner to have access to your accounts if you guys break up. All right, Automatic.
I want her to have access because I want her to see everything that I'm doing if we break up and be like, yes, I did her and her and her. And now you got to look at it.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I want to talk about the STD underwear. I want to talk about
scientific miracles.
It is a miracle, DJ Automatic. I agree.
I just don't understand how it works. Like, because you put it on after you've had, or does it protect you before?
Well, how does it? I don't understand spreading the virus, right? These things are viruses. What does it do? Kill?
Maybe it doesn't let the virus get infected into your
body.
But
how?
I don't know. It's science, Dana. Yeah. And none of us are scientists in this room. But if they say that these STD underwear work, well, I don't need them anymore, Anthony's going to try them out.
Well, we know what to get Anthony for Christmas and his birthday.
Would you wear these for real, though?
Well, I'm just worried about, like, a shock factor.
You could hurt your buddy down there.
Yeah, dude, that's what worries me.
No. All of a sudden, you got cancer in your wee-wee.
I practice safe habits, though, so I don't need this, but you're right.
Yeah, you do. The condom is not 100.
But having, like, clear communication with somebody, like, hey, you ain't got no stids, do you?
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
Do you have that conversation?
Yes.
So, every time?
Every time, Anthony.
So you have the conversation, then you put on a condom, and then if you had the STD underwear, then you're pretty much foolproof.
That's it, dude. You're done,
You're like
bro,
Superman.
Right?
Sounds like you might be sterile, too. More than a podcast. Turn it up.